Now, let's come to the text. And I saw an angel coming down out of heaven, having the key of the abyss, and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, the old serpent, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years, and cast him into the abyss, and locked and sealed it over, that he should deceive the nations no longer, until 1,000 years should be finished. After that, he must be loose for a little time. Now, you'll notice that the 1,000 years is mentioned 2 times in verses 1 through 3. Actually, it's mentioned 6 times in the 20th chapter. There are those that like to say, well, after all, the millennium is only mentioned in 1 chapter. Yes, but God mentioned it 6 times. How many times does he have to say a thing before it becomes true? He mentions it more than he mentions some other things that people emphasize today and think are important just because they occur once or twice in Scripture. Here, 6 times the 1,000 years is mentioned, and always in relationship. And here, it's in relationship to the devil and Satan. We don't misunderstand who he is. And he's put in the abyss, and I've dealt with that before. There are some expositors that separate this section from the millennium. That is, the classifying it as the closing scene of the day of wrath. Now, this view takes the edge from the sharp distinction that there will be on earth at the removal of Satan, you see, the difference it makes. His incarceration and total absence from the earth changes conditions from darkness to light. He's the God of this age. He's the prince of the power of the air. And his power and influence in the world is enormous. It's beyond the computing of any IBM machine. His withdrawal makes way for the millennium. And with him loose, there could be no millennium. So you see, we see the millennium in relation to Satan. He has to be removed from the earth scene. Men talk about bringing peace on this earth and about producing prosperity and all that sort of thing, and it'll finally be headed up in the Antichrist, and he'll not be able actually to accomplish that, although for a while it will look as if he's going to do it. But you see, long as Satan is abroad in this world, you can't have a utopia down here. You can't have an ideal situation with him loose. And Satan's power is reduced here, for an ordinary angel becomes his jailer and leads him away captive. Now, the abyss is a better description of the prison than is the bottomless pit. In either case, it's not the lake of fire. We're going to talk about that a little later now. After that, he must be loosed for a little time. Now, here's where I have a problem. And I mean a real problem. Why is he loosed after God got him in the abyss and chained? And I never shall forget the answer that the late Dr. Louis Perry Chafer gave when he was asked why God loosed Satan after he once had him bound. And his reply, I think, is significant. He says, if you tell me why God let him loose in the first place, I'll tell you why God let him loose in the second place. Well, that's the answer. Why did God let him loose? Well, God's got a great purpose back of it, and it is that great problem of evil. Why has God permitted it? And I believe that God is working out a tremendous program, and that's the mystery of God that is yet to be revealed to us, and it is going to be revealed someday. And all that he's asking me to do, and you for that matter, is to walk by faith. Would you trust God that he's doing all right? I remember my dad took me with him one time in a trip, and we were in a buggy. He had a buggy and a horse, and a storm came up. It was out in West Texas, and I'm born to tell you, I was frightened. The wind was blowing. It was a real storm, and we were getting wet, and I never shall forget. My dad put his arm around me, and he said, son, you just trust me. And I did. I just snuggled right up to him and trusted him, and we got through the storm. My earthly father, he's gone. died when I was 14. Now, I haven't had an earthly father very long, but I've had a heavenly father now for a great many years. And so through the storms of life and all these problems that come up, I don't know why. I wish I had the answer to give you, but I don't. And I read a book the other day. The title was interesting, The Problem of Evil. Well, when I finished the book, we still had the problem of evil. It didn't solve it. I can assure you that. And that fellow took him about 200 pages to say what I can say in just one sentence. I don't know the answer to the problem of evil. He didn't either. May I say to you, we're going to get the answer someday, and we'll walk by faith. Now, God has him incarcerated for 1,000 years because you couldn't have a millennium without that.